Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mr. Obama arrived in London after attending the Gulf Cooperation Summit in Saudi Arabia.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
U.S. and the GCC also agreed that a political solution is needed in Syria. The death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico stands now at 24, many others still missing. Another 136 people were hurt in the blast in Veracruz State. Cause of the explosion not immediately known. Reuters is reporting this hour a powerful earthquake measuring 6.0 struck Ecuador late Thursday as that country was still struggling to recover from a deadly quake that killed 587 people last Saturday. That quake measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. Human Rights Watch says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, 8 of them children, according to the information gathered by HRW from relatives, lawyers, authorities used torture to force people to confess to crimes or give the names of other suspects. Rights groups have reportedly accused Egypt's security services of carrying out illegal detentions in the past, forced disappearances of people, including children. This is VOA News. Turkey's top appeals court has overturned the conviction of senior military officers who have been charged with planning to overthrow the government. That story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkey's top appeals court, the Yargıtay, ruled that the convictions in a conspiracy to overthrow the government were unfounded. The rulings ended 9 years of investigations and court cases that led to the imprisonment of 274 senior military officers, politicians, journalists and writers. The Ergenekon conspiracy, as prosecutors dubbed it, was an attempt to overthrow the Islamist-rooted AK Party government. But critics claim the investigation was a witch hunt involving fabricated evidence against the pro-secular military and its supporters. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks that began in Kuwait on Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. continues to believe the talks are vitally important for Yemen right now. He said the U.S. urges the parties to fully engage in good faith in order to end the military conflict immediately and to return to a peaceful political process. American pop icon Prince has died at the age of 57. Shocking news was confirmed by the artist's publicist after reports that police were investigating a death at his home outside the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. No cause now given for Prince's death. Interestingly, just last week he had a health issue and his private airplane had to make an unscheduled stop. Bonnie Fuller is editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com.
Last week, Prince's plane made an emergency landing in Illinois. The plane was met by an ambulance. He was rushed to the hospital. The cause of his illness was identified as flu, a bad case of the flu. Prince went so far as to say that he was okay by performing a concert this past weekend, Saturday night, at his own home, the Paisley Compound in Minnesota. And at that concert, he made the statement, "Don't say any prayers for me just yet."
Prince was 19 when he released his first album. That was in 1978. Later on in 1984, he issued the song Purple Rain, the title track off the album, and the movie, for that fact, big hit, 100 million albums worldwide sold, won 7 Grammys, picked up an Oscar for Best Original Score for Purple Rain. Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004.
That's the latest world news from VOA.